all know that it was. Last night we had, again, the minister saying this has nothing to do with Irish water. It's a conservation grant. Yet, if you look at the legislation that we were debating on the section, it was saying, first of all, you had to register with Irish water. And secondly, you had to pay the Irish water bill to be able to get this grant. This is a government clearly panicked. We had the minister, Brendan Howland, coming in to try and save some of their blushes, but he was adding fuel to the fire. And as I said, 2 hours later and continuing this morning, we still have no clarity as to how the government have lost 350,000 houses. This is a government that's clearly on the ropes. They're dazed and dazzled as a result of the thousands that took to the streets this week here in Dublin. It's very clear that the type of politics that we thought was a thing of the past, which is the back of the envelope calculations, is still very much alive and well with this government in terms of Irish water.
You say the governments are on the ropes, but these water charges plans are still likely to be passed through the Dáil because the government has a clear majority.
The government does have a majority, and there's no doubt about it that each of their backbenchers will line up like sheep and vote through these charges on the Irish people. We'll have to see what happens in the Seanad. The Seanad doesn't have an overall, the government doesn't have an overall majority, and we will be looking in Sinn Féin to using the provisions within the Constitution to lobby the President to actually put this to the Irish people, which is a constitutional right that hasn't been enacted. But it could be enacted if the majority of the Seanad and a third of the Dáil support this. But we have to see if the bill will pass the Seanad first. But we're not giving up on this here.